double date, which was... But she knew that too. The 55 double date was a mistake. A valuable mistake. Young Mr. Anderson, he of the thick and carefully combed brown hair, was delighted with this answer. He asked her to call him Bob. Later, during their lunch, which they took on a bench in the sunshine behind the body shop, a tuna on rye for him and a Greek salad in a Tupperware bowl for her, he asked if she would like to go with him on Saturday to a street sale in Castle Rock. He had just rented a new apartment, he said, and was looking for an armchair. Also a TV, if someone was selling a good one at a fair price. A good one at a fair price was a phrase with which she would grow comfortably familiar in the years to come. He was as plain as she was, just another guy you'd pass on the street without noticing, and would never have makeup to make him prettier. Except that day on the bench, he did. His cheeks flushed when he asked her out, just enough to light him up a little and give him a glow. "No coin collections?" she teased. He smiled, revealing even teeth. Small teeth, nicely cared for and white. It never occurred to her that the thought of those teeth could make her shudder. Why would it?
"If I saw a nice..."